Jeremiah chapter 41. Now it came to pass in the seventh month, Tishri, September, October, that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah the son of Elishama, of the royal descent, and the princes of the king, even 10 men with him, came to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam to Mizpah. And there they ate bread together in Mizpah. Then Ishmael the son of Nethaniah arose, and the 10 men who were with him, and struck Gedaliah the son of Ahikam the son of Shaphan with the sword, and killed him, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also killed all the Jews who were with him, even with Gedaliah, at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans who were found there, and the men of war. And it came to pass the second day after he had killed Gedaliah, and no man knew it, that there came certain men from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men, having their beards shaven, and their clothes torn, and having cut themselves, with offerings and incense in their hand, to bring them to the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah. And Ishmael the son of Nethaniah went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went. And it came to pass, as he met them, he said to them, "Come to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam." And so it was, when they came into the midst of the city, that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah killed them, and cast them into the midst of the pit, he, and the men who were with him. But 10 men were found among them who said to Ishmael, "Do not kill us, because we have treasures in the field, of wheat, and of barley, and of oil, and of honey." So he refrained, and did not kill them among their brothers. Now the pit in which Ishmael had cast all the dead bodies of the men, whom he had killed because of Gedaliah, is the same as that which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha king of Israel. And Ishmael the son of Nethaniah filled it with those who were killed. Then Ishmael carried away captive all the remainder of the people that were in Mizpah, even the king's daughters, and all the people that remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard had committed to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam. And Ishmael the son of Nethaniah carried them away captive, and departed to go over to the Ammonites. But when Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces who were with him, heard of all the evil that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had done, then they took all the men, and went to fight with Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and found him by the great waters that are in Gibeon. Now it came to pass, that when all the people who were with Ishmael saw Johanan the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, then they were glad. So all the people that Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah turned around and returned, and went to Johanan the son of Kareah. But Ishmael the son of Nethaniah escaped from Johanan with 8 men, and went to the Ammonites. Then Johanan the son of Kareah took, and all the captains of the forces that were with him, all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, from Mizpah, after he had killed Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, even mighty men of war, and the women, and the children, and the eunuchs, whom he had brought again from Gibeon. And they departed, and lived in the home of Chimham, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt, because of the Chaldeans, because they were afraid of them, because Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had killed Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon made governor in the land.